Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m., and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, for this another edition of Brown Perspective on Sports here virtually every Sunday, talking sports from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. Like I said, I'll be back, and here I am. Big game yesterday, Major League Baseball. Astros 4 and the Yankees zip. Astros win that series 4-3. Unusual series. Astros won the first two games at home, 2-1 with the score in both of those games. Yankees won the next three. And the Astros came back and won the final two at home. And so the Astros go on to the World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I haven't seen the Dodgers play a full game this year. I haven't seen much of the Dodgers at all, really. First of all, they're playing on the West Coast, and those games start late. And I'm an early bed guy. And so, therefore, I haven't seen a lot of them. And a lot of the players, I haven't got a clue. Yasiel Puig. Maybe, but and maybe Gonzalez is, but he's been out for a bit. I don't even know if he's playing, starting, or whatever. Then there's Clayton Kershaw, but beyond them, I can't tell you a single player really. So I can't give you any idea of who's going to win. Both teams are really good. The Astros look really good against the Red Sox, and like I said, came back and won it over the Yankees after giving up a 2-0 lead. Verlander and Keuchel, I guess that's the way you pronounce his name. They should win a couple of games for them, but it's a 7-game series. You got to win 4. Let me give you yesterday's game anyway. For the Yankees, Gardner went 1-for-4, Sanchez went 1-for-4, and Bird went 1-for-4. That's all the hits that the Yankees got yesterday. No runs. Springer went 1-for-4 for the Astros. Bregman 1-for-4. Altuve 1-for-3. Scored a run. Got an RBI. He had 320 in the series. He had his second home run yesterday. Obviously one of the best hitters in baseball right now. Correa went 2-for-4. Scored a run. He hit 333 in the series. Gurriel went 1-for-4. Scored a run. Gaddis went 1-for-4, scored a run. He got a home run. He had an RBI, of course. McCann, formerly with the Yankees, went 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs. Gonzalez went 1-for-4, and Reddick went 1-for-4. CeCe Sabathia went 3 1/3 innings, gave up 5 hits, 1 run. It was earned. Walked 3. He had an 0.96 ERA, but he got the loss. He also got a win for the Yankees, so he's 1-1 in the ALC playoffs. Conley went inning and a third, got four hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, struck out 1 with a 4.26 ERA. Warren went an inning and a third. Robertson went 2 innings, gave up a hit, and that was it. For the Astros, Morton went 5 innings, gave up 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. He went 1-1 on the series. In the game that he lost at New York, his ERA skyrocketed, so even with a shutout, he was a 7.27 ERA. And McCullers came in. He pitched 4 innings, gave up 1 hit, 1 walk, struck out 6. 0.90 was his ERA. He got the save. Morton got the win. So, I guess, you know, based upon those figures, I guess that the Astros have, you know, 3 pretty good pitchers. Someone said was saying their bullpen was suspect. Couldn't prove it to me in the Red Sox series, and they really, well, one game, I guess, they got banged around a little bit when they were playing in New York. Other games were fairly close. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens when the World Series begins. I'll watch as much as I possibly can to give you my informed opinion. whatever that's worth. It's 4:16 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October 22nd, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Want to know how to build your dream home? First, lay the foundation. We're not talking slab or bearing wall basement, but finances and credit. Learn the basics of good budgeting and stick with them. Be responsible, pay bills on time, don't overextend yourself or mistake plastic for cash. When you start that way, owning your own home can only make your situation better. But if you simply want a home and don't first make sure you're ready for the responsibility, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. So where can you go to find out if you're ready? The Home Loan Learning Center. And everyone can get there because it's online at homeloanlearningcenter.com. It's free and brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association. There you'll find online tools and calculators, experts to answer your questions, stories of people a lot like you, plus simple explanations of the types of home loans available and why one is best for your situation. Lay the foundation for a lifetime of successful home ownership. Visit homeloanlearningcenter.com.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 420 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time and host Donnie Brown with Talking Sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation, have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, before we move off baseball, allegedly, according to the rumor mill, Joey Cora is going to be the next manager of the Boston Red Sox. And he is right now the bench coach at Houston. So I don't know whether they're going to announce it before the World Series starts or after the World Series is over. So anyway, I guess that's the latest rumor. And so we'll see what happens. Highly rated, according to a lot of people who know that much about him. I don't know that much about him. I know that he played for the Red Sox a little bit back in the day. How effective he was and how much he's progressed, how much he knows the game. And will he do any better than John Farrell? I don't know. We're going to have to tell, as I said in other programs after Farrell got fired, I don't think he did a bad job, really, you know, considering. He got the team into the playoffs 2 years in a row. Had a last place finish as well. and went out early in the playoffs. But last year, the bats just weren't where they were the year before. And the pitching was better. He brought in some great arms for the bullpen, especially. We'll see what. I also said that if Wright hadn't gone down with the injuries, I guess which you can attribute to Farrell and use him as a pinch runner, the Red Sox would have been a lot better this year. And then there's the great fall off from Rick Porcello, from Cy Young to bandied about like. Like he just came up from the minors, really. And then there's the Eduardo Rodriguez, some kind of bug flying around here in the studio. Eduardo Rodriguez injury with his knee. Hanley Ramirez with his shoulder. In the absence of David Ortiz, I thought he did a great job. And I had read prior to him getting fired that he purchased a big apartment condo, I guess, somewhere in Boston. But that's the way it goes in Major League Baseball. You're here today and you're gone today. 423 is the, and I had no idea who they should take. What do I know? but I'm not as critical. I was only critical of Valentine because he was horrible. Terry Frank could have a big bug flying around here in the studio, so I'm trying to talk as well as keep an eye on it and see if I can swat it. Anyway, all you bug lovers out there are going to be mad at me, right? Anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens. We need to pick up a bat, that's for sure. Someone in the middle of the lineup who will produce consistently. It'll be interesting to see whether our rookie third baseman is going to progress. Question whether Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts are going to go back to get back to where they were a couple of years ago. The whole room he got to fly around in. Why is he flying around my microphone in my face. Anyway, if I get a chance, he's a dead bug. 425 here on WMFO in Medford. Donnelly Brown, the bug hater, talking to you here. And we'll see what happens as far as Major League Baseball progresses. I look for Dombrowski to do some more great work, bringing in some, you know, bringing in the bat at least. You know, I think the pitching staff is going to be really good next year. Hopefully, Wright comes back healthy. Porcello bounces back. I think Fister might be the odd man out unless he can win a spot in the bullpen. And then we've got Thornburg, I guess it was, that we got from Pittsburgh, who didn't pitch at all because of shoulder problems. Yeah, I think we're going to be pretty tough next year, pitching-wise. Get that bat, or have these other bats bounce back, will certainly help. 425 is the WMFO time, Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to college football. On Thursday, Memphis 42, Houston 38. Yesterday, Alabama 31. Somewhere in there, I think. Was that the week before? I don't remember. But anyway, Clemson, who was undefeated, they lost to Syracuse. Somewhere in there. Alabama 31, Tennessee 7. Penn State 42, Michigan 13. TCU 43, Kansas zip. Wisconsin 38, Maryland 13. Miami 27, Syracuse 19, Oklahoma 42, Kansas State 35, Oklahoma State 13, Texas 10, upset, Notre Dame ranked number 13, defeated USC ranked number 11, 49-14, they just defeated, they pounded them, Virginia Tech 59, North Carolina 7, Washington State 28, Colorado zip, South Florida 34, Tulane 28, Michigan State 17, Indiana 9, UCF 31, Navy 21, Auburn 52, Arkansas 20, West Virginia 38, Baylor 36, and LSU 40, Mississippi 24. 427 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October 22nd, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s? He's a great college for our kids.
Out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:32 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time is 58 degrees outside our studio. We'll be bringing you that weather update sometime about around 6:30 during the Sounds of Praise Ministry. So you stay tuned for that so you know how to dress today as you go out and go to church and do all the other things you have to do today on the outside. Should be a pretty good day, I believe, as I recall what the forecast had to say. Okay, 4:33 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go to the NBA. Last night in the NBA, the Raptors 128, 76ers 94, Magic 114, the Cavaliers 91. Cavaliers are not going to go undefeated. The Heat 112 and the Pacers 108. The Pistons 111 and the Knicks 107. Spurs 87, the Bulls 77. The Rockets 107 and the Mavericks 91. Grizzlies 111, the Warriors 101. How about that? The Bucks 113, the Trailblazers 110. Nuggets 96, the Kings 79. Jazz 96 and the Thunder 87. How about that? And the Clippers 130 and the Suns 88. Well, I still think it's too early for me to make any prognostications as far as who's going to do what in the NBA. I had high hopes for the Celtics, still have high hopes for the Celtics. Even though they lost Hayward, I'm assuming for the rest of the year, I would doubt that he'd come back from that terrible injury in time for the playoffs even. But you never know. But anyway, we'll wait and see what happens there. But overall, I think they have a very, very good young team. And Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are playing far above and beyond what I anticipated at this point of their careers. Brown has made a tremendous leap forward, taking on the responsibility of more playing time. And Tatum looks like he's been playing NBA ball all his life at 6'9". He's not a power forward, but playing small forward, running the floor, passing the ball well, hitting outside shots, blocking shots, playing good D. He needs a little more weight and some familiarity, more familiarity with the league. Guys, I guess in the Philadelphia game, people took him inside and muscled him in and got easy close shots. That won't happen forever, that's for sure. Smart kid. And all he needs is to, in 19, he's got nowhere to go but up as far as progress is concerned. So I think things look pretty good. And that game, excuse me, Marcus Smart didn't play either, neither did Marcus Morris. And they brought Jabari Bird off the bench, and he did yeoman work guarding J.J. Redick. And scoring some points as well. And foul shooting. I don't know what the story is, but foul shooting has been terrible in the first three games. Better foul shooting in either one of the first two games, they might have won those games. But anyway, something I'm sure they can work on and work out and improve upon. Terry Rozier, probably the major leap forward as far as being the number two point guard off the bench behind Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving hasn't had really a fantastic shooting night as yet. He's been getting his shots, but they haven't been falling. And they haven't been bad shots, really. So, you know, that's going to improve. So, you know. let's put them behind the Cavaliers. Very close to the Raptors as far as the best teams in the East are concerned. And here again, haven't seen the Magic and haven't seen the Heat. And the Magic, like I said, beat the Cavaliers at Orlando. And I'm surprised that the Cavaliers won so easily against Milwaukee, who looked pretty good against us. But even that was a game that we could have won, should have won. But the guy with the unpronounceable Greek name is really, he's moved up. He's in the class of not far behind Kevin Durant. And who else can I put in there? Kawhi Leonard. That kind of player. Antetokounmpo, whatever his name is. Giannis, I guess, is easiest to pronounce his first name. Interesting to see how far the Bucks can go out there in the middle central division. Okay, but like I said, it's still too early to determine who's going to do what to whom and how well they are going to do it. Okay, 4:38 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we're multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October 22nd. It seems to me, maybe it's just me, that once we got past the end of August, like the months just flew by, the days and whatnot just took off like you would not believe. And here we are near the end of October. Can't believe it. But anyway, I gotta go with the flow. I have no control over that, so I just take the days as they come and do as much as I can while I can. Okay, 4:39, we'll be back, I promise. We'll be right back.
What if it wasn't always about getting ahead? What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? What if your career goals were to change? Instead of flying off to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? To embark on a different track? To volunteer in ways you never dreamed of? In places you never imagined yourself being? Like a tiny island in the Pacific, barely visible on a map, but where needs are easy to see. Or a village on the African continent, where just a little training in HIV awareness can change the fate of thousands. What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
And that message was brought to you by friends here. WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:43 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Rangers 4 and the Predators 2, Flyers 2 and the Oilers 1, Sabres 5 and the Bruins 4 in overtime, Senators 6 and the Maple Leafs 3, Lightning 7 and the Penguins 1, Islanders 5 and the Sharks 3, Kings 6 and the Blue Jackets 4, the Panthers 4 and the Capitals 1, Stars 4, Hurricanes 3, Blackhawks 4 and the Coyotes 2, Golden Knights 3 and the Blues 2. That was in overtime. And the Wild 4 and the Flames 2. And that Bruins game was a heartbreaker. At 13:16 of the first period, Pastrnak got his fifth goal of the year with assists from Schaller and McAvoy. Bruins 1. The Sabres zip. At 15:05, Marchand got his fifth goal of the year on the power play, unassisted. Bruins 2. And the Sabres zip. In the second period, 37 seconds into the second period, Marchand got his sixth goal of the year with assists from Bork and McAvoy. Bruins 3. And the Sabres zip. At 8:01 of the second period, Pominville got his fifth goal of the year with assist from O'Reilly, and that made it 3-1. And then 11:22, Pastrnak got his sixth goal of the year with assist from Nash and Krug, making it 4-1 Bruins. And at 16:07, the local kid playing out there in Buffalo, Eichel, got his fourth goal of the year with assist from Scandella and Bailey, making it 4-2. And it went downhill from there. In the third period at 6:55, Pulio got his first goal of the year with assist from Reinhardt and McCabe. And at 17:52, Kane got his sixth goal of the year with assist from McCabe and Pominville. Tied the score at 4 apiece after 3 periods. And in overtime, 2:59 into the overtime, O'Reilly got his third goal of the year. That was the winner. Unassisted, and it was Sabres 5 and the Bruins 4. Lehner got 27 saves for the Sabres. Khudobin got 37 saves. I mean, they were just firing at will. They weren't firing at will, they're firing at Khudobin. He got 37 saves, but he couldn't stop 5 of them, and so therefore, 42 shots on goal. Yikes. When you get out shot like that, generally, you're going to lose. But after getting off to a 4-zip lead, 3-1, I guess it was, lead, and 4-1, tough loss for the Bruins. Still, far as I'm concerned, much too early for me to determine whether this team, and matter of fact, they got so many young players, it's really difficult for me to determine at this point of the season, if they have progressed from last year. And if not, who has gone past them? And that's probably a possibility because of the way, things have been going. They've been going like that in the National Football League as well. So there you go. It's not just a National Hockey League thing. And I guess you can even say somewhat in baseball as well. So it's going to be interesting when you don't know who's going to do what to whom. That makes it a little more interesting and keeps your attention and keeps you functioning and all that other good stuff. Okay, 447 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. On this Sunday, October 22nd, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Before we get off the Bruins, defenseman Adam McQuaid left the Bruins 6-3 victory over the Canucks on Thursday after taking two shots to his right leg, and he suffered a broken leg, a broken right fibula, and is scheduled to have surgery Monday at Mass General Hospital. He will miss at least 8 weeks, if not more. Bad news for the Bruins. Can't afford to lose the good veterans. 449 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM, www.wmfo.org. I'll be back.
1 plus 1 is 2. 2 plus 2 is 4. And if the yolk's still a little runny, that's what you call fried over easy. Always talk quietly in the library. And that's how you give a Zerbert. Some people have innies, some people have outies. Here's the church, here's the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people.
If you're gonna be 2 hours late, pick up the phone and call!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool and kids will do likewise. For a few quick pointers, visit actagainstviolence.org or call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure.
Eat ice cream too fast and you'll get a brain freeze.
Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, the American Psychological Association, and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:53 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Let's go to the National Football League. For all you regular listeners, you know that I am in a hot battle with my son, Scott, his son, Kyle, which makes him my grandson, and our good friends, Kenny and Bill. And our battle is trying to determine who's going to win the National Football League games every week. And we don't even bother with the point spreads. We just say it's too difficult enough just to pick the winners. And right now, after week six, I won last year. And I've won in the past. I don't remember how many times. It's become irrelevant now. I'm almost as almost have as many rings as Tom Brady. Not quite as many as Bill Russell, however. But anyway, right now I am tied with Kenny and Bill with 53 wins apiece. That means we have 38 losses, and our percentage is under 60%. 582 is our percentage. And tied for second place, I guess if you can call it second place, Kyle and Scott with 48 wins and 43 losses, and their percentage is 527. And I didn't get off to, matter of fact, no one except Kyle got off to a good start for this week with the Thursday night game. Kyle was the only one who picked the Chiefs, who picked the Raiders over the Chiefs. Everybody else had the Chiefs, so we're all 0-1 except for Kyle, who is 1-0. This week's games, I've got the Bills over the Bucks. I think Tyrod Taylor's shoulders has to be healthier than Jameis Winston. Winston may not even play. I got the Panthers over the Bears, and Cam's body has to be healthier than whomever the Bears trot out there. But losing Kukli really hurts them again defensively. I got the Titans over the Browns. I got Mariota over whomever the Browns throw out there. The Browns, I guess, have gone back to their rookie from, where, I forget where he's from. But anyway, Notre Dame, I believe. Anyway, he didn't do well. They took him out, and then they put somebody else in. He didn't do well, so now he's back. But I got the Titans over the Browns. I got the Saints over the Packers. Bad news for the Packers fans. Drew Brees' right arm is certainly much better than Rodgers right now, who's undergoing surgery, I imagine, for the broken collarbone. I got the Colts over the Jaguars, and I'm still riding Jacoby Brissett. And hopefully he'll stay healthy enough to get a good contract on a good team sometime when his present contract runs out. I got the Rams over the Cardinals. And the Rams have to be among the up-and-comers. They're doing very well this year, a lot better than I thought they would do. I saw some improvement last year, but they've really improved this year. The Cardinals have not recovered from their opening week loss to the Patriots in last season's opening game. They've got the players. The quarterback, Palmer, has sort of like fallen off the cliff, but they got a good defense, but they've been scored upon quite a bit as well. I got the Jets over the Dolphins. And only because I don't think Cutler can win two games in a row. I got the Ravens over the Vikings. Flacco is healthier than Stafford. I got the Steelers over the Bengals. Ben's head is healthier than Dalton's. Ben Roethlisberger, you know, talking about quitting and then talking about how bad he was performing and, you know, didn't seem to have that confidence. And all of a sudden, he's got the confidence again. They look good. And Le'Veon Bell, whew, great running back. Cowboys over the 49ers. 49ers are improving. But I think Zach Prescott has overcome the sophomore jinx. They had a week off last week to get ready. They should not have too much problem with the 49ers, who are, you know, improved. They are improved. I got the Broncos over the Chargers. I got Simeon sails over the rivers. If you're a football fan, you know exactly what I mean. But I'm not going to explain that one. I got the Seahawks over the Giants. Legion of Doom dominates Eli, who's been having a less than superior season, and with his best wide receivers all hobbled and out. Bad news for the New York Giants fans.